feel like God wants to speak to us, and there's certainly opportunity in this atmosphere for anyone to be healed, for anyone to receive a miracle, for anyone to experience whatever God has for us. I want it all, amen. I want it all, amen. Praise God. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I want to read verse number 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Praise God. Let's read that together. It's right up here. This is the New King James Version. Let's read it together. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Praise God. I believe that the Lord is here to help someone connect with Him, to be reconciled with Him. And certainly not only that, but for all of us to leave this place on a mission to be ambassadors, amen. Let's ask the Lord just to have His way. Lord Jesus, I trust You right now for Your anointing that is here so powerfully, so beautifully, to help each one of us to be ready, not just to be receivers or hearers of Your word, but doers of Your word. And together, Lord, as a church and believers, maybe even some not even part of Heaven View, but they have confidence in You for their salvation. God, together we intercede on behalf of anyone that feels disconnected, that has allowed life or even sin to cause them to be separated from You, or at least to sense or feel that You are distant from them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be reconciliation in Jesus' name. Let there be healing in Jesus' name. I wonder if one more time you would thank the Lord for answering that prayer, anointing us to respond to His word. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated, and thank you so much for responding so beautifully to the presence of the Lord. And surely He is moving here in such a beautiful way. I am convinced that God wants to use us to bless others, that God wants to use us to reach others. And I've tried to share, and I thank God for everyone that preaches or teaches from this pulpit. I'm not the only voice, and I thank God for how God is speaking through every voice. But at least in my small part of what God is speaking through me, I am certain that God is raising us up as a people of God that are stirring up the power of God within us, the presence of God within us, to such a degree that we are shaking off distractions and doubts and becoming sensitive to God's will to use us, even sensitive to the darkness around us that would try to choke us and keep us from being effective. I am convinced that God wants to give us as individuals and a church family an explosive influence so that people around us will benefit from the relationship with God that we have. I don't want to say that in a way that's arrogant. God forbid. There are people that have never been in Heaven View that have a great walk with God, that have a great influence in the kingdom of God. But I do feel responsible for us that what we experience in this place on a Sunday is not just something that blesses me or my family or my friends. I want to walk with God on a level that people are blessed through my relationship with the Lord. I'm just crazy enough to believe that's not limited to people that sit on the platform or people that stand behind the pulpit. I mean from the back door right up here to the platform, every single person under the sound of my voice can have a relationship with God, and your relationship with God can influence others. Praise the name of the Lord. If I were to sum that up in terms of this message today, I would declare that we are ambassadors. In fact, I want to go on record as stating for this great church family, our main call is the call to be an ambassador. There may be other things that we are wrapped up in our work for the Lord. There may be other responsibilities, even in our family and on our jobs. But every single one of us are called to be ambassadors. Praise the name of the Lord. Sin makes every single one of us the enemies of God. I think that that's old-fashioned, but I think it's still true. Sin makes every single one of us enemies separated from God. And Jesus Christ was the original ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5 and 19, that is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Is there anybody that could look to the cross today and just acknowledge Jesus died for me? Is there anybody that can look to the cross today, and even though it may sound very politically incorrect, but you can acknowledge humanity because of sin is opposed to the holiness of God. But God was in Christ, and he came to this earth not just to stack up our sins and damn us all to hell, but he came to this earth and died for our sins so we wouldn't have to die for our sins. As the original ambassador, Jesus Christ came to reconcile us. To reconcile us. I just feel compelled to encourage this church family today to acknowledge if Jesus would come to this earth to reconcile people and get them connected with God, then I want to acknowledge that he has saved me and placed me on this planet to be an ambassador, to declare to a lost world, hey, Jesus died to save you. Praise God. I am enjoying the beginning part of this message where people might wonder, well, that's good for you, but I was hoping for something else. You'll get there in just a minute. God is holy, and in his holiness, there is the demand for the penalty of sin. And as such, our unholy humanity, if you will, this human nation, if I could say it that way, we were at war with God's holy nation. But Jesus Christ came as an ambassador, and his message was, God is not at war. He wants to be reconciled. He wants us to be reconciled with him. God was in Christ saying, I know that you've sinned. I know you should die because you've sinned, but I'm going to take care of the penalty of your sin. I'm going to die in your place. 1 Timothy 2 says this about God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Because God is holy. And our unholiness, our sin, makes us the enemies of God. God still wants us to be saved. God became a man, the man Christ Jesus, on a mission to be our mediator, on a mission to be our ambassador, because God cannot die. God was in Christ reconciling, mediating. God was in Christ becoming the sacrifice for our sins. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. I thank God for every Sunday when I feel a Holy Ghost goosebump. I thank God for every Sunday when He heals my body. I thank God for every Sunday when my brothers and sisters encourage me, but I needed more than just encouragement. I needed salvation. I needed more than just healing. I needed salvation. I needed more than a brother or sister that would call me and make me feel better. I needed more than a choir song that just hit me in my heart. I needed Jesus to save me from my sin. Oh, as you clap your hands, would you thank the Lord for Calvary? Would you thank the Lord that God was in Christ, our mediator, our ambassador? Amen. And so the scripture says, again, 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Have you ever been tempted? You don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise my hand for you because I've been there. You ever been tempted to sin? You ever been tempted to do something that you know doesn't please God, or think something that you know doesn't please God? You ever been tempted like that? And when you failed, you just kind of shrugged your shoulders and said, well, that's just me. I'm only human. You don't have to raise your hand, but I know what that feels like. You ever find yourself trapped in what looks like a habit that is suffocating your passion for God? Because even though you come to church on Sunday, you fall into the same trap day after day until you reach the point that you just think, man, that's just me. That's just who I am. You know why Jesus Christ went to the cross? You know why He is our ambassador? You know why He has called us to be ambassadors? Because if any man be in Christ, he is literally a new creation. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Isn't it amazing that God has come to us in the face of Jesus Christ with a mission that when Adam and Eve were in the garden before sin and before they fell, there was this opportunity to walk with God and please God and only know righteousness and only know holiness. But sin destroyed that and the devil destroyed that. But here comes God in the face of Jesus Christ, and He's saying, I know that humanity needs a do-over. I know that humanity needs a fresh start. I know that there are human beings that don't want to live trapped by sin and burdened by guilt and shame. And so the Lord comes as an ambassador, and He dies on the cross as if to say, you can be a new creature. You can be a new creation. We can go back to the garden. We can push restart, and we can be saved from every sin. We can't be delivered from every deception. Praise God. Hey, I'm excited about that. I just kind of figured out, and it wasn't just recently, it was a while back, quite a while back that in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. I just figured out quite some time ago that even when I want to do good, I end up doing bad. Even when I want to stay from the get involved and stay away from the bad, that's the very same thing I do. And all of a sudden, I am reminded by that ambassador, Jesus Christ, it don't have to stay this way, because Jesus died, because he was buried, because he rose again, and because he lives within us, I can be free from sin. Is there anybody that can again lift your voice out and say, thank you, Jesus, for Calvary. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins. Thank you, Jesus. I would like for every single one of us to just become consumed with confidence today that because of Calvary, when we are born again, it's like we're going back to Genesis. It's a new beginning. It's a new creation. And you know what? The first Adam, he sinned. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, he overcame sin. He became sin for us. The first Adam, he failed. He was defeated. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, he overcame death, hell, and the grave. You know why I am celebrating the fact that I am a new creation? Because that second Adam, Jesus Christ, he lives in me. He lives in you. And every single day that I wake up and I activate the presence of God in my life, it's not I, but it's Christ within me. It's not just you, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm trying to tell somebody here today, you have become an ambassador. Because you know, without God you would fail. Without God you would sin. Without God you would be defeated. But in Christ Jesus we are free. In Christ Jesus we overcome. In Christ Jesus. That's why we're ambassadors. I said that's why we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5 again, verse number 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. What Jesus Christ did with his death, with his burial, with his resurrection, what Jesus Christ did as an ambassador. Now he turns to us and he says, you are an ambassador for Christ, as though Christ is in you, pleading with everybody around you. Come on, you don't have to be separated from God. Come on, you don't have to live in sin. Come on, you don't have to be defeated by the devil. We are ambassadors. And here's the thing. I don't know how it works in nations and countries where they select ambassadors, ambassadors from this country that represent this country in that country. I assume they are men and women that are greatly revered, men and women of great esteem. They have specialties, perhaps their education qualifies them, other opportunities where they have excelled. But the awesome thing about being an ambassador for Jesus Christ, what qualifies us to be someone that says Jesus loves you, is the fact that we know Jesus loves me. What qualifies me to be an ambassador to say Jesus will forgive you is time and time again he has forgiven me. When I say that God has called us to be ambassadors, I preach to someone here today that you might think, well, maybe them, but not me. Maybe her, but not me. Maybe him, but not me. The reality is this: if you know firsthand of the mercy of God, then you are called to be an ambassador of mercy. If you know firsthand of the love of God, then you are called to be an ambassador of God's love. Is there anybody that can raise a hand and say, preacher, I know you got the mic, but God's loved me like I never deserved. Preacher, I know you're the one that's got the message today, but God has forgiven me more than I ever deserved. You know why I'm an ambassador? Because I stand here today in the grace of God, not my education, not my background, not my perfection, God forbid. But I know about a God that when I repented, he forgave me. I know about a God that when I came to him with sin, he wiped my sin away. I know about a God that when I was baptized in Jesus' name, he made me a new creation. I know about a God that when I worshiped him, he filled me with his spirit. Oh, would you clap your hands? How did Jesus get your attention? How did Jesus capture your heart? I believe for all of us, the details might be different, but what would be the same is the cross. The cross. The day I finally realized, the day I finally believed, that all had sinned, and that included me. That the wages of sin is death, and that included me. But then I saw blood that was shed, a crown of thorns upon his head, a spear in his side, nails in his hands and his feet. I saw him dying for me. And then I realized that in his death, he was pleading, don't stay separated from God. Don't live your life for anything but God. Don't go your own way and ignore God. When I saw the cross, that it was for me, all of a sudden, I could hear the begging of Christ, the ambassador of my soul. And he was pleading, be reconciled, be reconciled. Repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, seek to be filled with the Spirit of God, and then live your life propelled by Jesus Christ living in you and through you. And so that qualifies me, and it qualifies each of you, all of us together, to be ambassadors, as though we are pleading with anybody that's never known about the cross, that's never known about repentance, that's never experienced baptism in Jesus' name, that's never been filled with the Spirit, that's never learned to live being led by the Spirit. We are pleading with every single one of them. Please be reconciled with God. I love every service when we pat each other on the back as we head for our cars. My goodness, what an awesome service. What a wonderful move of God. But I tell you, in the midst of all of that, there is the pleading of an ambassador. Somebody repent today. Somebody be baptized today. Somebody give their life to God today. Somebody be willing to walk in the Spirit today. Who better to be an ambassador than someone who has been rescued? Who better to be an ambassador than someone who has been forgiven? Who better to be an ambassador than someone who has been delivered? Who better to be an ambassador than someone who is a new creation? I don't want you to raise your hands, but you know it's possible that somebody could be sitting on a pew today, and because you have had a lifestyle that was filled with addictions, and even though you come to church, those addictions continue to get the better of you. Even though you believe you're a Christian, those addictions still haunt you, and you could start to be convinced, I'll never be anything for God. There's no way. I beg you to not believe the lie of the devil. Who better to help someone that's facing addictions than someone that can say, I was addicted, but the cross made the difference in my life. That qualifies you to be an ambassador. Is there anybody that can remember a past where you were filled with hate and anger and revenge, and now you sit on a pew and you wonder, can God use you?
Absolutely. Who better to be an ambassador than somebody that can say, I used to be filled with hate, but the cross made the difference in my life. I used to be filled with anger, but Calvary changed my life. Would you raise your hands? And in your own words, would you pray, Jesus, you have loved me so much. Lead me to love others. Jesus, you have forgiven me of so much. Lead me to be someone that forgives others. Jesus, you have reached for me so much. Lead me to be an ambassador that reaches for others. Can you say in Jesus' name? Now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He has reconciled us so that we can help others be reconciled to him. And he has actually given us, he's given me, he's given you the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody say, I have a ministry. Turn to the person next to you and say, you know, I have a ministry. Hey, maybe you've never been on the platform of this church or any church, but you have a ministry. Maybe you've never sung a solo in this choir or any choir, but you have a ministry. Maybe you haven't been serving God a whole long time, or maybe the whole long time you've been serving God, you haven't really served him much. You have a ministry. It is the ministry of reconciliation. And because that seems like a big deal, the next verse tells us exactly what our ministry description is. Now then, this is verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. If nobody ever calls you reverend, you still have the ministry of reconciliation. And your job description is so clear in this passage. I am an ambassador, as though God was pleading somebody through me. Please come back to God. Please get closer to God. Please know that God loves you. Please know that God has a plan for your life. Hey, come on, I wish I could go. I don't want to take time. It wouldn't be fair to you, but I'd love to stop in front of each person on every pew, and I'd love to say, you have a ministry. It is the ministry of reconciliation. Whether you've been in a church for 1,000 years or just 1,000 minutes, you have a ministry. It is the ministry of reconciliation. It's as though God was inside of you, pleading with somebody near you and saying, please, you got to know Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you on his team. Jesus wants you in his family. You have a ministry. And so, I feel like God is speaking to me. And I feel like he's speaking to this church. But let me make it personally for just a moment. I have invested a lot in trying to be the husband that God wants me to be. I have invested a lot in trying to be the father that God wants me to be. I have invested a lot, as all of you that can relate to this in your own circumstance, in my case, in being the son that God would want me to be. I have invested a lot in being the pastor that God has called me to be, being the teacher that God has called me to be, being the leader that God, even in being a student that God has called. I have invested so much in so many roles. And I feel like God is saying to me, I've called you first and foremost to be an ambassador. I just feel like I'm going to have to rearrange some priorities. Not to rob my family or to rob my church, but I feel like I can't ignore that God has saved me. And with that salvation has come a ministry. It's the ministry of reconciliation. I love being the pastor of Heaven View, but I can't ignore this other ministry. I love these that help us with the music, and they do such an awesome job, but I've got to proclaim to them, each of you have a different ministry. It's not just the ministry of the choir. It's not just the ministry of the Sunday school teacher. It's not just the ministry of the usher or the greeter or the baker or the candlestick maker. It is the ministry of reconciliation. And I feel like God would speak to each of us as much as we would invest in every other role that we have. Let's be ambassadors. I feel a shift happening here. I know God is kind of moving us today in a direction that will change us, in a direction that will be more than just an incredible, awesome experience on a Sunday. In fact, if you know how I'm wired, if you talk to the people closest to me, when we're having a service where you could just let it all go, my first reaction is let it all go. Because guess what? I'll be here next Sunday. And if I could do this next Sunday, I could take it off this week. Not exactly. But I feel like God is saying, yeah, I've given you a whole lot of Sundays where you walk back to your car and say, oh my goodness, that was the best service I've ever been in. But he said, I think some of you, and at least me, you got to remember that the reason why I've let you feel what you felt, and the reason why I've done what I've done, and the reason why you've been blessed the way you've been blessed, is because I've given you a ministry so that when you go back into all those other roles and fulfill all those other responsibilities, you will remember, I am an ambassador. I am an ambassador. I know there's some people that God's called you to preach. I thank God for it. I want to help you. But before you're a preacher, you're an ambassador. I thank God for those that God's calling to pastor. I want to help you. But more than a pastor, you are an ambassador. I thank God for every life group leader, every Sunday school teacher, every worker. But we are called to be ambassadors. So the next time you say, I'm a pastor, I want you to think ambassador. The next time you say, I'm a life group leader, I want you to think ambassador. The next time you think or say, I'm a Sunday school teacher, I want you to think ambassador. The next time you say, well, I help with security, I want you to say, I'm an ambassador. The next time you say, well, I help with the sound or the video, or I sing in the choir, or I'm one of the musicians, ambassador! Because he didn't go to the cross just for choir members or Sunday school teachers. He went to the cross for ambassadors. He didn't just go to the cross for pastors or teachers. He went to the cross for ambassadors. We need pastors. We need teachers. We need choir members. But we must be ambassadors. I am thrilled, so thrilled, that we partner with King, we partner with Taylorsville and Statesville, we partner with those here that speak Spanish. I'm thrilled about that. But any one of us that serves in any of those teams, we are ambassadors first. And if you are blessed to be a leader in any of those efforts, show us that you are first and foremost an ambassador. Because God is wanting us to realize that when he came to this earth as a man and paid the ultimate price, it was the confidence that he had, if I will save him, he will be an ambassador. If I will save her, she will be an ambassador. If I will reach them, they will be ambassadors. I love that we have so many different voices that step behind this pulpit. And so many of them, I'm sure all of them, they give hours to prayer and fasting and study. And I'm just saying, I hope I have not failed you into thinking that this is the ultimate, this little box right here where you stand in front of about 250 people and man, God's using me. I don't want to ever treat that as though it's not sacred. I want to be humble about it. I want to approach it with reverence. But God forbid we would think that ministry is just about this little box up here. We are ambassadors. If you ever, never step behind this pulpit, you can be great in the kingdom of God. If you will just be an ambassador, if you never step on this platform or platforms much bigger, would you say, I am an ambassador? Amen. I'm thrilled about deliverance. And I'll just tell you, I could count 4, 5, 6, or 7 churches we partner with. I'm excited about this next one, but I just don't think it's going to end there. I think you would not believe how many places we can partner with and help advance the kingdom of God. But what I'm excited about is I don't believe that Brother Bibb has answered the call just to be a pastor. I believe he represents an ambassador. And that's what we need is men and women that will say, you know what, whether you give me a title or not, I want to be an ambassador. Whether or not I'm in charge of anything or not, I want to be an ambassador. Is there anybody that can hear the heart of God today? Come on, my brother. How long have you been in church? How long has God blessed you? How many ways has he been there for you? How many times has he forgiven you? Oh, if you could see how many times God has helped me when I didn't deserve help. God forgave me when I didn't deserve to be forgiven. I am an ambassador. Jesus didn't die just to keep us busy on Sundays. He died so that we would be ambassadors. Would you just close your eyes for just a moment? Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank God for our life group leaders. I thank God for every member of a life group. Because you know what? Every single one of those folks are ambassadors. I got a great report from just this past weekend. 3 groups combined, 40 people, 3 first-time guests, and all I see is ambassadors. They never got on this pulpit or behind this on this platform, but they're just loving each other. They're just reaching for people. I got another report, 1 life group, 5 guests in their life group. You know what I hear? I hear ambassadors. I hear somebody saying, you know what? It's not about a title or a position. It's about being an ambassador. And you know what? We're going to have food, then fellowship. But behind the scenes, there's prayer and fasting saying, oh God, they got to be reconciled. They got to know you. They've got to come to faith for salvation and repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost and then letting the Spirit lead them into a holy life. It's ambassadors. Every life group member is an ambassador. Every life group leader is an ambassador. I thank God for all of you with the busyness of your life. You're still here. Every time the doors are open, then you found ways to serve in this community. You know why? Because we are ambassadors. ambassadors, as though God was beseeching others through us, as though God was reaching and begging through us, be reconciled. And for every Christian that your Christian experience is kind of blasé Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday you get a little another Holy Ghost hit and you climb the mountain and you feel great, and then by Monday at work you're down in the boredom of just life, I beg you, answer the call to be an ambassador. An ambassador. Would you raise your hands as the musicians come and say, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to be an ambassador. I want to be an ambassador. I want to be an ambassador. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You've been bought by a price, and that price is my blood, saith the Lord, the blood of Jesus. Now I've sent you, I've commissioned you to go. I say, go now in Jesus' name. You've been bought by my precious blood, the blood of Jesus. Go now.
And you say, in Jesus' name. What a word from God. What a word from God. I wonder if there is someone that you just work in an office. I don't know what the details are, but you're an office worker. You know, you're behind a desk, whatever the case may be. But you just come and stand beside me and say, you know, Pastor, I'm an ambassador. I know I work in an office, but I want to stand with you as an ambassador. Just come, just one. And be that. Here's one coming now. That's good. Is there a teacher that you teach somewhere? Here's a teacher, office worker. That's good. We got a teacher coming. Just stand with me and say, I got a lot of responsibilities, but I'll be an ambassador. I wonder if there's someone that works in a factory or someone that's not even working right now. You might be retired or you might be unemployed, but you say, you know, that's not going to define me. I'm going to be an ambassador. Would you just come and stand with these ambassadors? Just come. You don't have to give us the whole details. This is beautiful. And I know everybody could come, but this, you can understand what I'm trying to represent. This is beautiful. Anybody that speaks a language pretty fluently, other than just Spanish or English, another language that you can at least have a conversation, tell somebody about Jesus, because we got Spanish represented up here, and I just want you to know we need ambassadors. We need ambassadors. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. I don't know how you feel, but this so many people could come, but I think this is a good representation of all of us. This is a good representation of all. Some of those up there, yeah, we see them on the platform and they serve, but some of them don't. Some of them, yeah, they've got positions in this church, but some of them don't. But you know, they look like mighty fine ambassadors. They really do look like awesome. And I know they're just representative of so many. Anybody in the choir, just right where you are, you could say, you know, I'm in the choir. But before I'm in the choir, I'm an ambassador. Would you just stand and come and fill in behind these? Just come and stand on the platform, but fill in behind them. And maybe if you don't want to come, if you're kind of focused on something else, that's fine. But you know what? I'm trying to make a statement here, and I like the way it looks so far. I'm thrilled about it. I just don't ever want us to be a church that's locked in some kind of box, that it's just about what I do on Sunday, and it's just about my title or my position or my tenure. I don't want to be that kind of church. And I just feel like in this, the gifts of the Spirit operating here a few moments ago, God is wanting to send all of these ambassadors into a world where somebody feels so far from God. Some of them have never sat on a pew like this because they'd feel ashamed to even come into church. But they need somebody to meet them on the job or in the supermarket and just be an ambassador. Just be an ambassador. Would you just stand with me for a moment? Wouldn't it be awesome if this guy just represents somebody in the world that would never come to Heaven View, but one of these ambassadors would get a hold of them at work or somewhere where they connect, maybe at a McDonald's, and say, come on, I just got to tell you, God wants you to be closer to Him than you've ever been. God is desperate for you to receive the love He has for you. God is ready to take your life to a level of blessing. Let's all stand together. I know I've taken a little bit of time, and I'll finish this message over the next little while, but I have complete confidence that if you were to come to any one of these ambassadors right now because you need a healing in your body or because you have a family situation that's so private, so painful, that you don't want to tell anybody but you could really use a miracle. Or maybe you're one of those that's never repented of your sins. You've never been baptized in Jesus' name. Never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't know what it's like to even speak with tongues. You don't know what that's like. Or even if you're a Christian, you don't even know what it's like to really have a life that is led by the Spirit. None of us ambassadors are perfect. But God has answered our prayers. God has changed our lives. And if you would make your way to one of these ambassadors and just raise your hands and begin to say, God, I believe you got a miracle for me right now. I guarantee you one or two or three of these ambassadors would pray for you and the Spirit of God would move mightily. Is there anybody that needs to be healed that you'd step out right now? Anybody that needs a miracle in your family that you'd step out right now? Anybody that needs something from God that you'd come up here and let one of these ambassadors just pray for you? Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Come on, I know this is different. I know this is a little bit impersonal and sometimes awkward, but come on, I need some ambassadors to help me. I need some ambassadors to help me. Come on, is there anybody that needs God to do something? You don't just need a preacher. You need an ambassador. You don't just need a church. You need an ambassador. Come on, everybody, come. Come on, everybody, come. Come on, everybody, come. Come on, everybody, come.